recorded live.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Virtual Talk Show produced by the Head of Household. We come your way every Tuesday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can get more info about this show by visiting our website, householdstress.com. Listeners can participate in one of our live weekly talk shows by calling in or logging on to householdstress.com from your personal computer as an anonymous guest. Phone lines are open right now, but this show is strictly for men only. So call into the hottest talk show in America. Now, we have a couple of rules, and they are absolutely no profanity and no politics, and more importantly, no racial stuff. This show is apolitical and race neutral so that we can make sure that any man can feel comfortable on our show. And furthermore, fellas, this ain't Bible study. We want you to just be able to come to our show as a man, and that is it. The Virtual Talk Show always presents the hottest topics for discussion, and tonight is no different. Tonight's topic is, does marriage make life easier or harder? My name is Rodney, and I'll be your pilot for the evening. I've got a lot of material, and the hope is that I can get this plane off the ground and ultimately land on a safe conclusion. This is a fluid conversation, so if you do have something to say, please feel free to do so. Or if you just prefer to listen, that's absolutely fine as well. But please try to hang on until the end because you'll definitely want to hear the conclusion to this episode. All right, with all of that said, let's get started. Do we instinctively know how to be married? Do we instinctively know how to be married? That's the first question on the table. Do we instinctively know how to be married?
No, we do not.
Why so?
It is something that is not taught. Marriage is not taught, at least from the older. It's like this is more seen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have older parents or older generation, they usually stuck together. So you kind of just took notes on how they lived. And you try to abide by those rules.
Were your parents good at marriage?
No way.
No?
Mm-mm.
What about your grandparents?
Yeah. My grandparents.
So what was the difference between, you know, you say your parents, no, but your grandparents, absolutely. Well, I mean, what was the difference there?
I think, time.
Time?
You know, yeah, time.
Okay.
I think just time. I mean, when your grandparents, there was no car when you went to go see, you know, my granddaddy went down, had to walk a couple miles to go see my grandma, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When they got married, it's a true story. He went to, they had to get married in Warren County. He went to go get married at Justice Peace. They said, no, this marriage license is Warren County. So he had to drive, get in the car, drove, and right when he crossed the county line, the first house he stopped at, he asked the folks that he can get married in the yard.
Mm.
And that's when they got married. But it wasn't a lot of pressure on them then, too, because money wasn't involved, education wasn't involved. They were just more time to spend with each other, I guess you could say.
Okay.
But here, now, you think about it, wife work, you work, you know, different lifestyle, you know. It used to be everybody sat at the table at 5 o'clock. Now, you know, you ain't sitting at the table until 8 o'clock.
Right.
Everybody's getting home late.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Parents good at marriage? Grandparents good at marriage? Or bad at marriage? No? Well, what about, did anybody grow up as an only child?
Yeah.
I did.
You did?
Yep.
Growing up as an only child, do you think that makes marriage easier or harder?
I got a unique situation because, you know, not only an only child, but coming from a divorced home as well.
Mm-hmm.
All I had was essentially my mother. Obviously, it actually makes it kind of difficult, but I think that it also has its advantages. I think for me, the benefits of it was the fact that, you know, I had my mother's perspective. And I honestly think my mother was raising me to be the man that she wished my father had been. Because in a lot of ways, you know, I apply that stuff now to, you know, how I interact with my wife and basically how I look to carry out conversations and some of the things that we really interact with and how I look to continue to work on my patients. I'd say the negatives of it are, though, the fact that I really don't know some of the stuff surrounding, like, a man's role to the degree that I think I would have gotten it if there had been both parents in the house. So I think that, you know, I had to learn a lot from, you know, coaches and uncles and family friends and ministers and things of that capacity in order to really kind of put it in perspective and try to figure it out. And even now, still talk to them, rely on them in a lot of ways. But I think being an only child, it is kind of, it's something because I think that you get this. I mean, you just really get this whole. When I look at my friends that have siblings, you know, usually a parent gravitates to one or the other, you know, and child gravitates to one or the other parent or whatnot, and they just have that bond, and that's just kind of how it's set up, you know. And for me, you know, it was just more so, like I said, with my mom. And I think that if other individuals were probably in a house where they were the only child, I think that I'm sure they probably had two parents that probably loved them and really, you know, stepped up and did some things.
Good words, good words. Anybody else grew up in an only child?
Yeah, I grew up as an only child, Rodney. I was, even though I was not an only child, my dad had I have a sister from my dad's second marriage, but I grew up in the house with my mom, you know, by myself. But from my perspective, you know, it was not that bad in terms of being with my dad. I tell people all the time, my parents getting divorced was probably the best thing for me and my dad because at the time they got divorced, we were kind of butting heads, but when they got divorced, we spent more time just, you know, enjoying each other's presence together. So, you know, that was a good thing for us. But in terms of a role model for marriage, I did have to look elsewhere because my dad was married twice and got divorced twice. So I did have to look elsewhere to my grandfather, as you mentioned earlier, to my uncles, to some family friends who had long-time relationships. So there are some challenges that you're going to have no matter what that relationship is with your mother or your father growing up as an only child. But and as the brother mentioned, you can look outside of your immediate parents for role models as well for marriage.
Good words, good words. Flipping that around a little bit, do y'all think that if a person is single for a long amount of time before getting married, do y'all think that makes marriage easier or harder if they're single for a long amount of time before actually tying the knot? Does that make marriage easier or harder?
I would think it would make it harder. I mean, I guess you can't say that absolutely, but
sure.
You know, people get set in their ways as time goes on. You like things a certain way. You know, you like to, when you come home from work, you have a routine, and sometimes those things can get changed up. So, you know, when you're young, you know, I start out with that person, and y'all kind of figuring things out on your own together. You haven't really formed those habits. So, but then again, there could be some benefits to being more patient, to being more understanding, and seeing more things out in the world. So, I guess it could work both ways, but I think it would be harder.
Good words, good words. Anybody else? If a person was single for a long amount of time before getting married, would that make marriage easier or harder? Do you agree or disagree with the brother?
I don't know, man. I think, I guess where that person is at that time, man. I don't know, you know, if they got it all out the system or if they still haven't gotten out their system. You know, being single for a long time can be a Achilles heel, and it could be. So I guess it can go both ways.
So I guess you're saying as far as maturity level.
That is correct.
Of that person. Gotcha. Gotcha. What about when it comes to forgiveness? When it comes to forgiveness, is it easier to forgive your girlfriend than it is to forgive your wife? You know, when y'all were dating, you know, was it easier to forgive your girlfriend now, you know, fast forward to, you know, she's wife now. Is it easier to forgive your girlfriend than it is to forgive your wife?
I don't know. I ain't had a girlfriend so long. It's been ridiculous. You got me on that one, man.
you got to think back, you know, Pete Town. You got to think back a little bit when did you let her, you know, hey, I forgive you. I mean, was it easier back then than it is now when it comes to forgiveness?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Brother said yes. Why so, brother?
It was easier back then than it is now.
Why do you think that is, brother?
She ain't really.
She knows better.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. She's still trying to get her stripes.
Mm.
So, you know, it's you know, they do less being single. Less, they're more impressive. You got their representative on duty longer.
That's good.
You know what I mean? I mean, you care about them, but it's not wifey, so. It doesn't, whatever they do doesn't affect you as much as when wifey does it.
Gotcha. It hurts deeper then, right?
Yes, for sure.
Good words, good words. What about, does shacking up before marriage make life easier or harder?
When it comes to marriage?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think you learn stuff from it. I'm not even going to lie to you. I think that you learn things from it. Now, whether or not you marry that person that you're shacking up with, that sounds completely different. But I think ultimately at the end of the day, I just speak for myself. I think I learned from it, you know, when I had an opportunity to kind of play house a little bit. Because it does give you a chance kind of to get used to that sharing, that understanding, that joint financial responsibilities, that just so many different things that I think you start to maybe just get a snapshot of before you actually get into the game. You know, you get the scrimmage before you get in the game. Oh, and you can work out some of those things so that when you actually get in the game, you have something to definitively reference. You've watched enough game film and you've been to enough practices to know how to actually maybe play the game.
But you actually said something interesting. You said that depends on whether the person you're shacking up with is the person you marry. And one thing in marriage is that, you know, you can't pretty much, you locked in a sense. You know, it's a lot more commitment involved. you know, there where, like, yeah, you know, you may not have seen the game film, or you may have, but at this point, you know, it's like you got to keep playing the game. It ain't no, you know, it's really no quitting, you know, whereas if you just kind of just hanging out, there's no commitment. It's like, I don't really like what I see on the field right now. You know, you can roll out or she can roll out. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Anybody else? Shacking up before marriage, make life easier or harder? Any experiences with that?
No real experience with that, but I mean, and I'm a realist. I mean, I think, you know, to think that people are not going to live with each other before they get married is kind of unrealistic in this day and time. You know, you can do all the same things, not being in the same place as you can in the same place. So it really doesn't matter. But I guess my point is, you know, if you're not going to marry this person, why would I even want my finances commingled with this person? You know, so if this person don't pay the rent or don't pay something that we're, you know, jointly on, and it just messes me up just because I, you know, that's the only downside I would see to it if you're not intending to marry this person. Otherwise, you know, I think that, you know, there are some things to be learned, especially, you know, if you guys are engaged, you know, it's kind of inevitable that you're going to be getting married, things like that. But, you know, there can be some pitfalls there, I would think.
What about when it comes to raising kids? Does marriage make life easier or harder when it comes to raising the kids?
Say that again.
When it comes to raising kids, does marriage make life easier or harder?
Dude, that's 100% harder.
Okay. Speak on it, brother. Why is it harder? What makes it harder?
Well, you know, more responsibility, more planning, more compromising, more teaching, less sleep, more birth control. Go down the line. Just pick one.
Anybody want to agree or disagree with that? Comes to raising kids, does marriage make life easier or harder?
Yeah, I don't know any different other than being married with my kids. But I got a partner of mine who had his first daughter. He and the mother weren't together, and you know they switch off, you know, certain days during the week and every other weekend. He subsequently got remarried and is now. Has another child with his current wife, and he was just commenting to me the other week just how hard it is now, as the brother said, you know, kind of everything is right there in his lap every day. You know, there's no break, there's no weekends off. He can't, you know, he rides his bike, can't get on the bike and go down to Myrtle when he wants to and all that because he has the responsibility right there. So, yeah, I think it can make it harder.
Yeah, absolutely, because, I mean, the kids, you know, they do take priority, but who should be your number one priority, the kids or your wife? Who should be your number one priority, the kids or your wife?
Always the wife.
Always the wife.
That's what I think. I mean, I had this conversation the other day. Wife cannot understand why I would be more concerned. And I'm not saying I'm not concerned, but she's edging out my child just a little bit. And then I said, then you just give your undivided to the child. You do what you need to do, but you're my number one.
Right.
And that's honestly how I see it. But she just couldn't wrap her mind. She's like, we both should be concerned about the baby and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, well, that's great. But you got that on lock. Not saying that I don't, but you've got that. I've got you.
So, does she think that you should be the priority over the kids? I mean, does she think that? I'm not saying that, you know. Does she think that? Does she comprehend that piece? Does she think that you should be her priority over the kids?
I think at different times she can comprehend that. You know, it depends on the situation. I mean, and I think that that's one of the things that I've had to adjust to and being able to really understand my role is that is inevitable. Once kids came into the equation, the change is definitely it's set in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Can't expect it to be any other way other than to embrace that change. You can't stop what's coming. I actually talked to my mentor about that on Sunday. He said you can't stop what's coming. And with that entering of that piece into the equation, into your life of children, change is going to happen. It's no longer about you and all the things that are surrounding you. It's about this person, this woman in your life being able to prioritize and then you being able to really embrace and understand the importance of the necessity of that prioritization. You just got to.
I mean, do you think your wife was more prepared and ready to be a mother than a wife, honestly speaking?
I'm going to be honest with you. You know how I feel about this. I think there needs to be an internship for these women.
Mm-hmm.
I think, honestly, what it comes down to is they are prepared for planning a wedding,
mm-hmm.
enjoying the day, having a bridal party, creating invitations. They're prepared for the majority of that stuff.
Yeah.
But again, the stuff that actually goes into it, I don't think so. I really don't think so because ultimately when you think about a lot of the situations that surround the true ins and outs of what goes into a marriage, that stuff's kind of hidden from kids, boys and girls. But I think particularly for girls. You know, you don't really necessarily see that. I mean, yeah, you see that you got to cook. All right. You see that you got to take care of kids. Okay. You see that you might have to clean the house and do this and the other. Okay. But there's more to it than that. And I don't think that that is really there. So I think, honestly, I don't think they're prepared for either one of those things. I think they're ready to plan a wedding. And they're ready to celebrate. That's the better part. I guess that's the best way for me to put it. They're really ready to share the day with others and celebrate.
Like a party.
It's like a party. It's not even about it being the process. Some of them might not even really care about the process. They might not want to do all that planning because some people don't enjoy that stuff. But the celebration, that's big.
Mm.
Women like that. They like it when people pay them compliments and when all eyes are on them. The fact that they get to celebrate, this is my day. That in itself is upsetting.
Should be our day, right? Togetherness, all that good stuff.
Correct. Correct.
Mm. Anybody else? You think your old lady was more prepared and ready to be a mother than a wife? Is she more motherly than wifely, if that's a word?
Well, let's put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Wifey instincts don't just pop up. You know,
mm-hmm.
usually when women get pregnant and married, and have their kids, their motherly instincts come right into play. You know, the body changes. It's like it's already built in and scripted what they need to do as a mother.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say 85% of them. I ain't gonna say 100%, but majority of the women, their motherly instincts automatically kick in when that baby is conceived.
Mm.
Well, that's not always the case when you say I do, because women have this fantasy land that they try to live through before they get married. This is what they want. This is how they're going to live. And then once they get married, it may not work out that way, or it may take a little longer. Or there's road bumps in the road. So because, you know, no one has ever been married before, unless, you marry somebody who got married before, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to react.
But what if, let me ask you this, what if, she's not striving to or has no desire to get better as a wife. Can that inhibit your desire to be a better husband? If she has no desire, not striving to be a better wife, can that inhibit your desire to be a better husband?
Yep. Most definitely.
Speak on it, brother. How so, I mean?
I mean, you know, I mean, it's like being in a battlefield by yourself. You know what I'm saying? You trying to, you know, be the best that you can, you know, and they thinking that they got time to slack. You know what I mean? You're out there saying, okay, you know, my marriage is my priority. I want to be a better husband. But they thinking something different, that they can just be exactly who they are without changing with the times. You know, I think it's a form of disrespect. Because if it was flipped, we'd be all kind of names. You know, lazy, shiftless, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You know, good for nothing. You know, couch potato, whatever derogatory name they have set aside for men that refuse to be better, that's what we would be.
Good words. And this question is for anybody. Is your wife actually preventing you from being a better husband or father by criticizing you when you're striving to do the right thing? And that's for anybody. I mean, is she, you know, criticizing you when you're trying to do the right thing? You're trying to be a good father. You're trying to be a good husband. I mean, can she actually prevent you from, you know, being a better husband, being a better father in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, I mean, when your spirits are when somebody's throwing a dart at your spirits, you know, that can be extremely detrimental, because you can throw in the towel at that point and be like, okay, then I'm gonna be the exact person that you're telling me that I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Anybody else?
I was gonna say, not only that, I mean, you know, women, let's just be honest. They like to hold grudges. They don't like to get rid of anything, bring back old comments, arguments, and that kind of hinders the relationship. And no one told you, you know, tells a woman, listen, if you and your man come to an agreement and a compromise, whatever that happened in the past, leave it alone. You got to get rid of it. Some reason, some women, I mean, they still hold on, and then 3-4 months later, y'all arguing again, and then they bring it up. Well, you followed the instructions, said, oh, I thought we got rid of it. And then now all of a sudden, they bring it up.
So what you're saying is that we ultimately need our wives' support, you know, in that endeavor to be better, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the support, the encouragement is what men need.
Good words. If you were to be brutally honest, are there times when you actually regret getting married to her? That's brutally honest. I mean, there are times like, man.
You'd ask me that, let's see, what is this, year 13?
Uh-huh.
Ask me that about 6-7 years ago, I'd have been right down your street. You'd have been knocking at my door.
How so?
Well, at this time, we weren't on the same page. I mean, like I said a few minutes ago, I mean, I'm talking on true facts, the stuff that happened to me is that we were working to try to build a relationship, but we couldn't get rid of things that happened in the past. And it basically affected our relationship where, for me personally, I was ready to go. Because I didn't think I could ever do anything right. It was always going to be an argument. Every time I tried to do something, it was going to be wrong. But I think that's when that third party has to jump in, because once the third party came in and we got everything out and open, man, we haven't had no deal breaker arguments since. You know, we had our disagreements, but we haven't sit up here and yell at the top of our lungs at each other anymore. And I think that was the thing that that turned the corner for us, was we had to get somebody from the outside to tell us how to live our, work our marriage. Seems bad, but that's what ended up happening.
Mm-hmm. So how can shortcomings in our marriages have an effect on our future generations?
Because their eyes are watching. They watch what you do. They watch your reaction. Watch, it's show and tell. They do exactly what you do, because you're their only role model when it comes to marriage. They don't see anybody else's marriage.
And I'll take it a step further. They listen to what you're saying, too. I mean, I think back to, being around some of my friends' families that were going through divorces. See, I was lucky. I didn't witness any of that. But those that I was around would come over to the house, and parents ended up eventually getting divorced, and you were there to witness some of that stuff. That's wild. I don't wish that on anybody. And I'm actually glad that I didn't have to witness that. Because you see how they interact. You see how they carry things out. You see the aggressiveness. You see the isolation. You see the cold shoulder. You see the talking about somebody and actually trying to basically rip apart their character. And can you imagine you a child and you sitting there and your dad is trying to rip apart the character of your mom, or vice versa? You know, and you are sitting there and you're witnessing that. That's something else. And just being an outsider and being there, there were times where you just like, okay, I am 12 years old and Miss Jones is supposed to take me home, but this is. Now, and I don't think I need to say, excuse me, I need to get home.
Right.
No, because this is crazy right now. And, this is my boy, and if I say something to my mom, I definitely won't be coming back over to his house anytime soon. So I got to just hold tight and hope that they realize that this child does not belong to us. We need to get him home.
Hopefully they'll stop, say, time out. We'll settle this after we drop him off.
Yes, I think it's a combination of both. I think they see it, and they can hear it. And I think it does impact future generations, because I look at my boy now who was a part of that. He is not afraid to shine on his wife with people there. No problem. And if you just go back, to when we were 12, 13, we were right there watching that. And that's how he handles things. That's rough.
And now that we're older and married, in some cases, do you think we have to sacrifice our own happiness in order to be a good husband, or to be considered, quote unquote, happily married? Do we have to sacrifice our own happiness sometimes?
In some cases, I believe you do. Because, it's the good for the family. But
can't stop what's coming.
Right. But you can protect it.
Yeah. You can try.
Come on, you can't stop everybody.
Nah.
Yeah.
So you just do the best you can on how to protect it. One of those for me would be getting the family in the church. That was one of my protections. keeping them active, keeping me active.
Yeah, and I want to get into that a little bit because when it comes to you being controlled, does marriage make life easier or harder? And what I'm talking about, fellas, is it's either her way or your way, you know, a lot of times. Or, you know, as some folk, as some guys would say, it's either her way or her way. But, I mean, when it comes to you being controlled and like the brother's talking about, those protections, those boundaries, I mean, does marriage make life easier or harder in that respect?
It makes it harder. I mean, just think about it. If it's always your way, then, you know, she's not going to feel like she's part of any decision-making. So that then calls you got another problem in your relationship where, you know, me, I learned you handle all 80% of the kids and in the house and everything. And then when there's the major decision to go out, then I'll jump in. You know, CEO just shows up as the face of the company, but the president is usually the one doing all the work.
Yep.
Yeah, when it comes to that, I mean, when it comes to the big decisions that have to be made, does marriage make life easier or harder?
I don't necessarily think it's easier or harder. It's just more steps. it's just more steps. I mean, the thing about it is it could be as easy as pie. I mean, and it can still end up being easy, but you had to go through 30 steps. It could be very hard, and it can end up still being excruciating at times. It's just the fact that you got to go through a million steps. Whereas if it's just you flying solo, I mean, I can pull the trigger and decide when not to pull the trigger. I can make decisions. I mean, it's just like being in a workplace. If you're at the top, you can listen to everybody under the sun, or you can tell people, I've already made the decision and this is what we're doing. But when you're not at the top, or you're not basically, you know, by yourself per se, with regards to this, what we're talking about with a marriage, I mean, you gotta consultate and take opinions and come to a consensus maybe and disagree and write a map and, you know, create agendas and plans and map it. I mean, it's a lot of steps.
So you would say it's harder.
Well, see, but that's the thing, though. The steps don't necessarily mean that it's harder or easier. It just means it's a lot of steps. Because here's the thing. It doesn't mean that me walking from here to the end of the block is hard. It doesn't mean it's easy. It just means I'm going to take a lot of steps. It doesn't mean me getting out of the bed is easy or hard. It just means that I'm not going to take a lot of steps. It may be hard for me to get out of the bed. It may be easy. I mean, I can have a back problem. It could be something on my legs. I can have a headache, whatever. But it's not a lot of steps. So it's still going to be hard or it's still going to be easy. That's not the point. It's just that it's more steps. And I think with marriage, that's what ends up happening is you now have more steps. And with each of those steps come some additional responsibilities or other people you got to think about or things that you got to factor in, you know, and it's just more steps. When you're by yourself and you didn't have all that or maybe it was just a girlfriend or whatever, you would just say, you know what, I know what the outcome is going to be. You know what, I'll eat that. Boom, decision's made.
Right.
Whereas now you got to say, okay, well, we can't necessarily eat that because Jason's in kickboxing class. Kiana's in karate. You know what? The wife said that she wants to do this such and such class over here. We also got to get this garage door fixed. Let me talk to her about it and see maybe if she can put her class on hold for a second. We could do the garage, and then maybe we can keep both of them in the kickboxing and karate. I mean, it's just more steps. It doesn't mean it's harder or easier. It's just more steps.
Good words. Anybody else? That's good. That's good. And speaking of steps and we're talking about being controlled, when it comes to your Facebook page, does marriage make life easier or harder?
Now you get ready to hit something.
I figured I was. It's getting close to that time. But, you know, when it comes to your Facebook page, managing your Facebook page, does that make make life easier or harder when you're married?
It all depends on the relationship that you have.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you got a relationship where there's no trust in your marriage, then it's going to make it a lot harder. But if you all trust one another and you invite each other and you, like on your Facebook page, you got each other listed as married and you know, she gets on your page or you get on her page with no issues, then there shouldn't be any issues. But if you hiding stuff and you're using Facebook for the wrong reason and y'all got trust issues, then it's definitely going to cause some problems in your marriage.
Or you got that secret page.
Yeah, you got two pages. Like the teenagers do, you know.
Yeah, I've heard of it, man. They got them secret pages.
Yeah, teenagers have one that, you know, where they got mom and dad as, oh, yeah, check out my page. You know, they're in the school uniform, you know, with books, sitting at a desk or something in their profile pic. Then you find out, you know, they got a whole nother page. That's the real deal, you know. But I know when it comes to my Facebook page, my wife is not on Facebook. And, you know, her rule is essentially don't say nothing about me. Don't put my pictures on Facebook and you're fine. You know, it's that's your thing. And, you know, so she has no idea, you know, and she don't even check and she don't even care. You know, she's just like, don't be saying nothing about me. Don't be putting me up there. Don't be putting pictures of my kids up there. That's just her, you know, three little rules on Facebook. Other than that, you know, it's wide open. But
yeah, hey, but Ronnie, my wife is very trusting, no problem with the Facebook. But I have had one, a friend of mine from school that I've sent a friend request to, is a female, single female.
Mm-hmm.
And she replied back to me basically saying, you know, hey, I don't think it's appropriate that we be friends because you're a married man. And I kind of felt some kind of way about that. Like, okay, I was just, you know, trying to stay in touch with college friends. I thought you were a college friend. But so when you talk about life, like, that just threw a wrench, you know, in the whole game. Like,
and she said that to you?
Yeah,
she
just replied back, said, yeah, I don't think we should be friends. You know, I guess I don't know. I have no clue. So that kind of messed me up. Like, well, dag, is it that serious? But I guess people are out there, you know, running game and doing things and
was she
this
like
and that.
An
I don't know.
Was she like an ex from college or something that you know, had a little relationship with?
Not really. I mean, nothing serious, no.
Nothing serious? No.
Yeah,
okay,
nothing serious.
But something.
Something, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Then,
yeah. But there's a lot of somethings on my Facebook page that, you know, and we hardly ever talk, but it's just like, you know, keeping in touch. Oh, hey, got married. Hey, had kids. You know, there's a lot of them out there like that, but this one just didn't feel like it. So I guess that's her moral stand on it, and that's fine. But I kind of just felt a little bit offended because, you know, I have a great marriage. You know, we have no problems, very trusting, very open, but I almost felt a little bit like, dang, well, did I step over the line here?
I mean, but look, it may not be you. She may still have a little something for you. And, you know, and she can't, you know what I'm saying, all bets are off at this point.
Maybe.
So she's like, yeah, I don't even want to go down that road because it ends to nowhere.
Wow. So she might just be, you know, protecting herself.
For sure.
Yeah, that's good.
Brothers, I would add to that, man, that I had the kind of opposite happen to me, man. Had an old friend kind of friend me, and you know, I kind of responded to her and was like, hey, you know, things have changed and we have a history. You know, I mean, because history can be a problem.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, I kind of responded in the same way, and maybe you know, as the brother said, you know, just thought it was all old friends keeping in touch. But for me, you know, I mean, just real talk, you know, I mean, it wasn't necessarily bad history, but, you know, it wasn't a good fit for right now in this season of my life. You know what I mean?
I mean, just
real talk. I mean, it probably wouldn't have been a good decision, because even though, hey, you know, married and this is happening and that is happening, and by the way, you know, your picture looks real nice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I see you slimmed down. You know what I'm saying? That might turn into a problem. So.
Yeah, and I laugh, but I have a similar rule. Any female that, and it's just, you know, as the brother said, you know, just people reaching out and just reconnected with high school buds and, you know, all that. But when it comes to female friends that, you know, used to, you know, dig the kid, I immediately respond, you know, after I ignore their friendship, I send a little note, you know, and say, hey, you know, got your friend request, I had to ignore you, just want to let you know why. And I give them a little, you know, couple sentences, you know, life is well, hope things is doing, you know, life's treating you well, see the pictures, a beautiful family, whatever. But, you know, I tell her that, you know, we really can't, you know, like the brother said, we really can't be friends on Facebook because of, you know, our history.
Hey, Ronnie, you said see the pictures, beautiful family, but I thought you said your wife said no family pictures of the kids or her.
No, their family. You know, when they their pictures, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
So, I mean, I have a similar rule, and I just tell them, you know, up front, like, yo, you know, I'm not dissing you, it's nothing, you know, it's nothing like that, but I just wanted to, you know, explain to you why we can't be friends. And, you know, immediately they're like, oh, you know, makes sense, you know, cool, you know, God bless, life, you know, Godspeed, all that good stuff, so... but that's you know, that's my personal rule, and notice I said that's not my wife's rule. You know, my wife trusts me, and you know, y'all know me. You know, I ain't, you know, that ain't me anyway. But it's just, you know, like the brother was saying with the female, that I don't want them looking at me and be like, man, you know, you're looking good. You know, you're still slim and trim, whatever. You know, I don't want them getting any ideas, you know, from me on that end. So, you know, I just... You know, I'm just like, we just can't hang out, you know, like that on Facebook. And, you know, it is what it is. But
Rodney, is there, I mean, so from your perspective, is there a, I mean, where does it go afoul, I guess, if that person was your friend? You feel like that would set you up to do something out of bounds? I mean.
No, I feel that, you know, I think that it starts with the history. You know, and if you have a history, it's a potential for that to rear its ugly head or whatever the case may be. And you never know what's going on in females' life, and you know, you're doing what they see you doing well, and you know, got a great family, or here they got you got a great family, whatever the case may be. And that I'm just I wouldn't do anything, you know, that would be out of bounds, but I don't want them even, you know, thinking, you know, or seeing me, you know, they might see me like, man, that's that dude that, you know, that's the one that got away, you know, whatever the case. I don't want them to start even thinking about this. I only want them to see me. I don't want to have no connection to them at all because of our history. You know, so to answer your question, it's that history. I mean, at some moment in time, you know, we had feelings for each other, and those feelings are still there. They're just different. You know what I mean? We married and moved on, got families. You know, all that is wonderful. But, you know, those feelings, we were attracted to each other. I mean, it's real. So I'm just like, you know, I'm not worried. I'm more worried about them than me. You know, that's how I see it.
Gotcha.
But, you know, speaking of Facebook and on that line, when it comes to you hanging out with your friends, does marriage make life easier or harder? When it comes to you just hanging out with your friends in person, face-to-face, that kind of stuff, does marriage make life easier or harder to do that?
Again, it's all about the relationship that you have established with your spouse. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, I want to hang out with some friends and they can't get out. And the reason why they can't get out
That sounds like a dog.
I'm just saying. The reason why they can't get out is because they haven't put quality time in.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So by the time I'll be like, hey, yeah, you want to go hang out? Nah, you know, I can't hang out. You know, because, you know. I think that if you allow, if you put your quality time in with your spouse, it shouldn't be an issue. You know, but if you working all the time and you doing all these chores or whatever it is, and then you say, okay, now I want to go hang out with the fellas, I think it's going to be an issue. If, you know, I just think it's all about the relationship that you have with your spouse, whether you're going to get the green light on a regular or not.
But generally speaking, do you think that marriage makes maintaining friendships harder?
No.
No?
It shouldn't. Single friendships, I mean, if you want to break it down, your single friends?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, it in that respect, it could.
Yeah, they got to
go. Yeah, you're not going to be, it's not that they have to go, but you're not going to be ready, available to do what they do.
Right.
Right, you can't get out the golf outings with single friends like you used to, where you
yes.
just get up and like, everybody, we're going out this week, we're going down to Myrtle Beach, and we're going to cut up.
Yeah, so you're going to be the boring one. They're going to be like, nah, I ain't calling Rodney no more. He all hemmed up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Anybody else? Does marriage make maintaining friendships harder?
It is.
Hanging out.
I have to agree, because you just that responsibility, man. I mean, you got to get to work. I make sure these lights is on.
Mm-hmm.
Water running and everything. And then when you get home, if you have a single family home, you got to make sure that yard is right.
Yep.
And if you have kids, you got soccer. You turn into soccer dad or football dad or.
Or the homework hero.
Oh, homework hero or. Then you got church on Wednesday. You just don't have time for friends. I mean, it does disrespect to your friends. I mean, that's what Facebook before, and not even that, but maybe that's what telephone and texting is for, is to holler at them and maybe get a Sunday to watch football games together. But that is, family life is totally different. And to be honest with you, at the beginning, that's what F's up a lot of people's marriage at the beginning. Because they want to, those guys want to keep their friends. They want to still go out and come home totally wasted.
Mm-hmm.
Come home at 3 o'clock in the morning every once in a while. We should be good. It shouldn't be a problem that I can still go out and hang with my friends. And I had to learn the hard way with that, too, because my wife got on me on that one about 6-7 years ago. I'm like, I'm grown. Why can't I go hang with my friends? Grown man. you fail to forget, once you do something, it puts all of the burden on your wife.
Mm-hmm.
So you might leave her with the kids, or, you know, you going out having fun, and she's sitting at home looking at folding up some clothes. That's going to be an issue in a little bit.
Yeah. And with the kids and with the, with the friends and everything, when it comes to just getting some time to yourself, some alone time, does marriage make it easier or harder? Just getting some time to yourself. You know, I'm not talking about hanging with your friend. I'm just talking about you just going down to the man cave and watching some TV or whatever it is you do, or just going to ride the bike, you know, down the street.
Man, for me, Rodney, it's harder. And funny situation always happens with me and one of my partners. Every time we go visit them, our wives end up spending more time together than we do. We're sitting there with the kids running around doing things, and the wives are out, you know, either going places together or separately. And we just like, you know, even when we're out trying to do leisurely things, somehow it always snaps back on me, anyway, in my personal situation, with the little one. it could definitely make it harder, man, to get personal time.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Getting time to yourself, some alone time, does marriage make that thing easier or harder to do?
More steps,
absolutely. And it's another, speaking of time, when it comes to time management, does marriage make life easier or harder? You know, the gentleman said soccer practice, homework, you know, going to work, you know, all these things that we have. When it comes to time management, managing the, as my other brother Rodney says, that we all get the same 24 hours. It's just, you know, what we decide to do with them that, you know, is key. But when it comes to time management, does marriage make life easier or harder?
And if this thing was easy, everybody would do it. that's my answer.
All right.
If marriage was easy, everybody would do it, man, and then the divorce rate would be so low.
Yeah.
But a lot of people fail. I mean, we probably should talk about the failure because of the fact that people didn't realize it was so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to have to change. You know, people are going to say, I'm me. I'm going to still be me, marry me or not. But that's not the case. Every year you get over, every year it gets harder to keep that spunk in your marriage. You end up working harder to keep a marriage above water, if that's the right saying.
Yeah, and that's actually... Yeah, I mean, literally, that's where I wanted to go next, P-Town. Thank you, because I wanted to ask, when it comes to being romantic, does marriage make it easier or harder? I mean, really, think about that. You know, think about that. When it comes to being romantic, does marriage make it easier or harder?
You would think because you're laying beside the person every night is easy.
You would think.
But, you know, after a while, the things you thought used to excite your wife doesn't excite your wife anymore. Things you wouldn't think excite your wife, you like, man, this is crazy. Me taking out the trash? Got you all hot and ready? Who thinks of that?
Right.
I'm going to get me a little bit. Let me go take out this trash. Who thinks of that?
Romantic, taking out the trash.
Yeah, let me iron your shirt right quick. You know what I mean?
You need some help? Let me put these dishes away.
But, I mean, just be honest, just how many people on the phone that's happened to, and you sitting there like, wow, I know it happened to me that way.
Yeah, I haven't had the trash one yet, but I think what it happens is, you know, it might make it harder because of the fact that it becomes old. You know, you got to constantly almost rediscover yourself as the relationship go on. You know, I mean, we as men or you know, our partners, we get used to the other half, and so we might fall short a little sometimes with the romance and just kind of cut to the cake, you know, cut to the chase. Yeah, I mean, like, all right, you know, we know where this is headed. You know, there's no need for me to do all these extra steps. You know, let's just, you know, get to it. We got to go to work tomorrow. All right, cool. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, forget the foreplay. Let me just slide in and go to sleep.
Yeah. But on that note too, brother, do y'all think that being married, does that make it harder to simply give her a compliment? I mean, was it easier to give her a compliment when y'all were dating?
Now this one I have to say, this is easy.
Go ahead.
I think this one is easier.
You say it's easier?
Yeah.
I think that we're generally more reluctant because she's become less appreciative of the compliments.
Well,
I mean, maybe that's just me. I mean.
No, true.
Thank you, brother. I mean, because when we were dating, it's like, oh, you working that dress. You know, but now it's like, oh, you working that dress. Now it makes me look fat. Oh, I look like that. It's like, what? Come on. I'm trying to pay you a compliment here.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you a situation I've had. Like you said, you work in that dress that I was going to say it's about the same for me because I feel bad because I don't really, I'm about to tell myself, I don't really compliment my wife a lot like I should because if I compliment her on one thing and not compliment her on something else, it then becomes, oh, well, you don't think I look as nice as I had on, you know, when I had the other outfit on. You said you like that. You know, you went out of your way to point it out. So now it's like, you know what? I won't say anything, you know what I mean? And just, I mean, that's probably a bad approach to have, but that's what I do. I mean, it's, the marriage is hard.
That's what I thought, because I think we can all relate to that, brother. It's like, you know, you say, oh, this is a great meal, honey. Oh, you didn't like what we had last night? It's like, yeah, I like that too. I mean, they're both great, you know, so... But then we, you know, we become less reluctant. I mean, we become more reluctant to, you know, to give her a compliment because she's become less appreciative or she's combative. It's like, I'm just paying you a compliment. I mean, it doesn't have to be this whole, you know, situation. It's just like, say thank you and appreciate it and move on.
Yep.
But before I ask this next question, fellas, I have got to tell y'all this story that one of my female co-workers recently told me, and you know it's a little late for the 10 o'clock monkey wrench, but we've already got into the adult hour, so, but this is a true story she told me. Now she and two of her girlfriends went out to lunch and they got to talking about their relationships. Now my co-worker is married, one of her girlfriends is engaged, and the other one is single. So the single one said that last Friday after work, she went to a boyfriend's office wearing a leather coat. When everybody had left, she slipped out of the leather coat, and all she had on was black stockings and stilettos. So they proceeded to get it in right on his desk at work. And this the single lady. So then the engaged lady said, that's pretty much my story. You know, when her fiancé got home, you know, last week, last Friday, she was waiting for him, you know, wearing a black mask, black stockings, and stilettos. So they proceeded to have sex, of course, all night long. So my married coworker then said, he said, one night I made all the arrangements for the kids to stay over at mom's house for the weekend, and then she took a long hot bath, put on her best perfume, slipped into a tight leather teddy, black garter belt, black stockings, and 6-inch stilettos. Finally, she topped it off with a black mask. So when her husband got home from work, he grabbed the remote, sat down, and yelled, "Hey, Batman, what's for dinner?"
Wow. Yeah.
That was a joke. I'm sure some of y'all have heard that before. But I had to kind of set that up. Before I ask this, it's kind of a trick question. It's kind of a trick question, so I want you to please listen carefully to the question. When it comes to getting some, does marriage make it easier or harder?
Getting some what?
Getting it in.
Again, more steps.
As one brother said, you got to take out the trash, you know, whatever it is you do. But think, I mean, comparing to your single day when you were not married, comparing to now that you're married, does being married make getting some easier or harder? That's a stumper, I know.
It's a frustrator. That's what it is.
So would y'all say it's harder? So would y'all say that it's harder to get some from your wife than it was when you were single or y'all were dating or you were just out there, whatever the case may be. When it comes to getting some, is it harder now that you're married?
I think the expectation is different.
Okay, speak on it.
I think when you're recording and you're going out, you were expecting to kiss at the end of the night.
Okay.
You know, you were expecting it to be asked up to go to the apartment. Let me walk into your apartment. Let me, you know, let's get some drinks and let's just sit down and talk. You know, you're trying to, she already know what you want to do and she's ready for it, but she's waiting for you to go through all your steps. Where married, you know, it's 11 o'clock, you done ironed the kids' clothes for tomorrow, you done got yourself ready for tomorrow, you done jumped in the shower, and you know, one in the shower, one downstairs watching TV. So, you know, that other person's just like waiting. And then when you come upstairs, they already fell asleep. So you stuck.
That's why you cut to the chase.
That's what he said earlier. He said, look, you know, we got to go to work tomorrow. Let's just handle this. But, I mean, is anybody else want to respond to that, does it? When it comes to getting something, does marriage make it easier or harder? Have you ever thought about that? It's like when you was out there, when you were single, or if you became single tomorrow, would it be that hard?
Yeah, but, you know, there's a lot of guys that are single that, you know, don't score on a regular basis.
Okay.
I mean, I think I would take my chances with marriage. Sounds kind of crazy. I know that. But, you know, there's no guesswork in it. You know who it's going to be. There's no, you know what I mean, I got to go out tonight, see if I can score. None of that. You already know who's going to be there, and it's going to be
know who's going to be there.
But you don't know whether you're going to score tonight or not.
But you know it's going to be eventually.
Come on, man. Let's be honest, man. Let's be honest now. If you were a grown man, you had three on your team when you were single anyway. So.
Yeah, but look, and I did, but, you know, sometimes you ain't feeling that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, is it just about getting it? And when you're single, a lot of times it's just about getting it, but it's a little bit more involved when you got a wife, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So then you start talking about the quality of it.
Yeah. I mean, does marriage make it easier to get some head?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you're living in something crazy right now.
Absolutely not. I'm thinking that was a trick question.
I had two of them, yeah. Oh, man, that's good. But when it comes to eating, Hold on. I guess I gotta warn y'all here. When it comes to eating, when it comes to going out to eat and ordering from a restaurant menu, does marriage make life easier or harder? Get your minds out of the gutter. I mean, when you go out, the
Let
restaurant.
Let me say something, Rodney.
Yeah,
it's
go ahead.
Easier. Figuring out with your wife what you're going to eat for dinner is easier going to the dentist to have a root canal.
It's like, no, honey, I don't know what you're in the mood for tonight. I really don't. No, honey, please don't eat what I ordered. If you want it what I ordered, why don't you order what I ordered? You know? When it comes to going out to eat, ordering, placing your order, at the restaurant, fast food or sit down, don't even matter. Does marriage make it easier or harder?
You're saying once you're at the location and you're ordering, you're now
yep.
ordering?
Yep.
I already know my wife is going to order. I can order her stuff without her even opening her mouth.
Wow,
yeah.
I think you're the exception. Well, y'all two are the exception.
Yeah, I mean, you know what they, I mean, that's, I think again, it's more steps. She's going to play the game of looking over the menu and, let's see what they got. But at the end of the day, you're going to get the chicken tenders.
Exactly.
Bottom line, she'll go back and forth. She'll go ask the waitress, well, what does this taste like? And what is actually in this? And blah, 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 blah. And then she's going to look at me for 15 minutes. Well, can we have a few minutes? Can we have a few minutes? And then she's going to say, well, what do you think I should do? I think you should get what you know. All right, I'm going to get it.
So all of that, just all of that order the same thing.
Yeah.
That's it. It's crazy.
And when you order something different, you know, something that, like, that's, you know, you've never had before, they want to eat what you had. Like, oh, yours look good. Yeah, I try something new every time.
But does marriage make trying to be healthy easier or harder? And what I mean by that is, do we kind of let ourselves go, you know, when we get married versus we keep ourselves in a little bit of shape when we're single? You know, so when it comes to being healthy, does marriage make that easier or harder?
That's hard to get that exercise in, man. It's tough. You got too many other things to do.
So time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just scheduling. Somebody said it earlier. You got to, it's more steps.
Steps.
Yeah. You're saying married with kids, right? That's what the big.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not exercising if you're married with kids, unless your wife is just like pretty much a stay at home. You know, your partner is like, you know what I mean, your wife is just like stay at home wife, and you don't have to do those things. But if y'all have a schedule that you gotta pretty much be home, you can forget working out. It's not gonna happen.
What about what she cooks or what y'all eat as far as being healthy? Does marriage, would you say marriage, being married makes your you know, what you eat healthier or not? Because if you were single, you'd be in McDonald's drive-thru 5 days a week, or maybe not. But, I mean, it's what you're eating, what she's cooking, what are y'all buying, what are y'all preparing at home. Is that, does marriage make eating healthy easier or harder?
Eat quick. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, after a while, especially with kids, you know, it's more wants to eat. You know, you don't get those home-cooked meals like Mom and Goose used to make with the real vegetables. So, you're getting canned goods, quick food. Even if it's a full-course meal, it's quick. It's throw a can of collard greens already made on the stove. A can of corn, something that takes less than 30 minutes. So food is, you know, a lot of people, a lot of marriages probably aren't eating healthy because you just don't have time. That's another step. And the scheduling process is getting time to cook.
And, I mean, speaking of, you know, who's cooking and what's for dinner, when it comes to doing chores around the house, does marriage make life easier or harder? I mean, would you have more chores or less chores if you weren't married?
There wouldn't be chores if you weren't married.
chores. And then think about it. You wouldn't be living in that big old house. You'd be living in a box, man, as far as you care.
Yeah, and would you make your bed? You know, if you were single. I don't think anybody would.
You got somebody coming over that night, that bed will be made.
Good words.
The house will be clean, the underwear will be picked up, smelling good, looking good if you got somebody coming over. But if you don't, it may be just the way it was the other day.
Socks, everything picked up.
But if you got a wife and the wife is doing it, then we'll get lazy and let them do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. You know, my wife started doing it. I was like, okay, well, she got it.
I'll second that.
And you know what? And that did not fly for a long time, I will tell you that.
No, it did not.
It caused more, look, it caused more problems than me just cleaning it up.
Wow. But does she give you the opportunity to clean it up? I mean, because, I mean, a lot of times we get to it on our own time. You know, we'll get to it, but it's not. It may not be soon enough. So, but in the meantime, yeah, she's already grabbed it up.
Mm-hmm.
And might be mad for grabbing it up.
Mm-hmm.
And we just like, I would have got to it. Just give me, you know, a few more days.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
100% correct.
Mm-hmm.
My story exactly. I get to it, though.
All right. So now that you, yeah, so now that you're married, you're actually getting to it sooner.
That's the goal.
Yeah. That's what you're shooting for, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But what about when it comes to interior decorating? You know, decorating your spot. Does marriage make life easier or harder?
More steps.
If it's Sunday and she wants to go to IKEA during football season, it makes it harder.
Well, what about deciding on the stuff you're going to buy? You know, do y'all get into that, or do you just say, just go? You know, whatever you bring back is sufficient. I mean, do you get into, you know, selecting the curtains or the dinette set? Or
don't get caught in that.
You said you're a big part of that?
I'd say, yeah, I am a big part of that. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, listen. It's
gonna
I'm out.
Rodney. Do you realize you just said that out loud?
I did. I got a chatter that says marriage makes you decorate the interior again and again and again and again. It's like, I don't like that anymore. It's like we just got that 2 weeks ago.
No. Somebody else get ready to come over to the house. We got to switch it up.
Yeah. But, I mean, you got to get involved in the dinette sets and, the, you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead, bro. Yeah.
No. I'm just agreeing with you guys.
The price.
Yeah, because if it ain't, I mean, if it's something that you generally don't like, I mean, you really can't say anything if you didn't go help pick it out. I mean, if she just come home from IKEA with a big square table, it's like, this is our new dinette set or dining room table. And you're like, I don't know about that. But she just spent $2,500 at IKEA for it.
Right.
That's going to be a problem.
Well, yeah, that's the only time I really get into, because, I mean, I guess I am a little involved as far as what she picks out. But the
right.
reason is because of the cost of what she picked out. Like, I'm hearing y'all say IKEA. Like, I wish my wife would go to IKEA and look at this thing. She's going to, what is that place called? Is it Pottery Barn or someplace like that?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's what she's looking at. She's looking at restoration hardware. We got a magazine downstairs. She's asking me, how do you like this table? I go to the chart where it has the price on it. They're like, eh. I don't really like it. They should cover up that side to say no without looking at how much it costs. I said that, you know, that has a huge, that makes it, that's a, what really make me decide on how much I like it. Do I like it $15,000 or do I like it $600? $600, yeah, that's a nice table.
Right.
$2,000, no, that's not a nice table. You know,
right. Yeah, that's true, because, I mean, the cost definitely does have a bearing in the whole decision-making process,
yeah.
You know?
Can I tell a story?
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
I do apologize about this. It's a little bit of decorating, but just, I want to say about three, four weeks ago. Now, my wife went out, and she was like, you know, we got this bonus money that I want to use. I said, you know what, go buy the TV. Just get a 55-inch TV. She said, no. She said, why? You said you wanted a 60-inch TV. I said, you know what, I'm not going to be able to get it to 60-inch for that price, so just give me the 55-inch, get the smaller TV. I let her go out and pick out the television. She
what?
Went,
I said, go get the TV. She called me up, she called my boy up, wanting to know which was the good models and everything to get. She came back with a $3,000 TV. I said, it has to go back. I said, it got to go back. She was like, why? I said, because we can't afford that right now. I take that back. She got mad. She wouldn't speak to me for about 2-3 weeks.
Wow.
Man.
Wow. Well, yeah. I just got to stop you there because I don't know how she had the bonus money. I know it was her bonus money, but how did you not go to the store with her and pick out your TV?
Because I guess I trusted her to do the right thing.
She got the TV you probably wanted, the 3D.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what? And it's funny because, like, the way I told the story real fast because, I mean, just as far as time, but she actually, the way I found out how much the TV cost is because she gave them my email address.
Oh.
So I'm sitting at work, and I happen to go online, and I look, and I'm like, wait a minute, what's this? Samsung 60-inch LED 3D. I was like, wait a minute, I've tested that.
Yeah. Oh, man, come on.
I said, I'm getting nervous. And then I scrolled down, I looked at the price. I said, $3,000? I said, $3,000. I was like, please tell me you're playing. And she didn't respond. She called me back later on. She's like, why are you throwing those numbers out? I was like, because you gave them my email address, and they sent me an invoice. She's like, they did. I was like, yeah, you got to take that back. She was for like two weeks, hardly close to me.
Man, she could have brought that over here because that's the TV I want.
It's the TV I want, but I know what I feel comfortable with it, what I'm doing. I was like, that's not it right now. We'll get it soon, but not right now. And she was like, yeah.
See, she tried to do something nice for you. And
she did. She did.
60-inch, and you like, nope, gotta go back.
And she said, wait till you see it in the house. I said, look, I already seen it in the store. I know I'ma love it. I know it. You ain't got to tell me. You got to sell me on it. I know I'ma love it.
Oh man, made it take the 60-inch 3D smart LED TV, 240 hertz. I mean, come on.
That's right. You can use it as a computer monitor and all that stuff. I know.
Wow. I see why she was mad. I would have been mad at you, too, for 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, man, that is that TV. Come on now. But when it comes to the cost, the brother brings up a good point. When it comes to finances, does marriage make life easier or harder?
I mean, you got 2 incomes now. It's got to be easier.
Really?
I would think.
Now, when that 2 income got you the bigger house, the bigger mortgage.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah.
That 2 incomes is for a reason now.
More money, more problems.
Yeah, there you go. Biggie rapped about it. I mean, does the more money you make married life easier or harder?
More steps.
I mean, I don't think is it automatic that the more you bring in, the easier it's going to be? Is that what y'all saying?
No, man. More money, more problems, man. Biggie said it's the best.
Got it.
Let me get
more money, more problems. Because now you want to, you know, I mean, let's just be honest. You get more money, you got 2 incomes, you got 2 good families, and you're bringing in a little bit more than what you usually are. You got bonuses. You go out and get those $3,000 TVs. You go out there and say, well, we got enough money. We're going to go down here for it, and I'm going to go get this big F-150 fully equipped.
Yeah, King's edition.
Yeah, King Ranch edition.
But you can still have discipline and have more money.
Yeah, but, I mean, some people just, I mean, but the problem is you have people that have discipline, but then you have that group that doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, shame on them. I mean, you know, more money, more discipline.
Yeah, you got to be on the same page.
Got to be on the same page. You can't have one person going shopping and the other person trying to save. That don't work. You know, one person hiding the credit cards and the other one trying to find them.
That's crazy.
Like trying to get a fix. Where he put him credit
trying
cards?
Trying to get a fix. Well, yeah. No. Well, you got somebody on allowance, you know, because they got a shopping issue.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, Ronnie, what about the time you got to work to get that money? So if you're not at the house, either to enjoy it or to your spouse's satisfaction, that can make it harder.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah, because you ain't home. You know, and she hanging out with Tyrone now because you ain't home.
With your money.
Yeah.
Taking Tyrone to the movies.
Wow. Yeah. But what that the brother said, you know, talked about, you know, being a stay-at-home mom and just staying on the finances tip. Does being the sole breadwinner make marriage easier or harder? Sole breadwinner. You're the only one, you know, bringing in the bacon and she's at home. Does that make it easier or harder?
I've seen a lot of couples where the wife is a stay-at-home mom, but she handles all the finances. You know, he'll go out and get the check and then give her the check and then she'll pay the bill. So all he's got to do is go make the money.
Mm-hmm.
So in that respect, you know, you got help. He does have some sort of job. And you're not spending money on daycare or anything like that, and your kids are being raised by their mom opposed to someone else.
Mm-hmm. So would you say that, you know, being, you know, financially stable, does that make marriage make that goal more attainable or less attainable when it comes to being financially stable? Does marriage make that goal more or less attainable?
How y'all doing, fellas? I just came in.
Welcome, brother. Would you like to answer that question?
I've been in class all night long, and it seems I came in on a good question.
Yeah, go ahead. Speak on it, bro. You came in right on time. I'll ask it again for the group. When it comes to being financially stable, does marriage make that goal more or less attainable?
I would have to say that it would make it's dependable on the discipline in the marriage. If both parties are headed in the same direction and have the same ideas of what they're trying, same goal, then it's easier. Because most of the time you have two income families. But if there's any irresponsibility as far as finances are concerned, it makes it harder. So if you have one person that is just has to spend money, has to buy everything they run across, then it's going to make that financial independence a lot harder.
Words, good words. Who do you think spends more money, brother, since you're just getting on? Married people or single people? Who spends more money?
Married people.
Really?
Yes. I mean, you stop and think about it. On an average, you know, a single person is supporting just himself. So, you know, what he or she spends their money on is just on one person. A married individual is times two on everything. You know, where I used to go out and get a $50, $60 meal just for myself,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to find a way to do the same thing for two people.
Right.
Hold on. What, you having a bottle of champagne with your dinner?
Look, man. $50, $60
for one person. Well, you eat that, man.
Philosophy. You know, for me, when I go out to eat, I eat like I want to eat. And, you know, when I go, and my wife will tell you, if I go to a restaurant to eat, I'm going to get what I want. If there's steak and lobster and filet mignon on the menu and that's what I feel like eating, and it's $100, then we might not go out to eat but once this month because of that.
Right.
But we're going to eat, you know. It's about enjoying what you have. You know, we work our fingers to the bones to acquire, and we don't get a chance to enjoy it because we're so busy paying for all the problems we run into. You know, i.e. credit cards. I have none. If I can't buy it with cash, I don't have it.
Amen, brother. Amen.
You know, because early in my marriage, I found out what credit cards could do when I started finding credit cards hitting.
We just talked about that. Man, that brother just talked about that.
You know, you sitting up and you getting the mail a bill from a clothes company. Wait a minute. That's a female clothes company. What do you mean I got an overdue balance? So it depends on, you know, for me, the single person is spending less because he's supporting himself on it.
Yeah.
I mean, and then again, it could go the other way because sometimes single people splurge a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, they doing happy hours, new clothes, eating out, hanging out.
Hey, I'm doing new clothes and everything, too.
Okay.
And see, here's the difference. See, when I was single, I get new clothes whatever. You know, new pair of shoes, $165, no problem. Now, new pair of shoes, $165, where can I get these for cheaper at? Hey, I'm being honest, Doc. You know, if y'all want them $165 shoes, I got you. Everybody get your pins ready and write this website down. KicksBay.com.
KicksBay.com.
Yep, them same pair of Nike Air Jordans that's in Foot Locker for $165. They coming from the same factory in China for $89.
Wow. That's half.
But I would go to Walmart and get me a Walmart credit card to order. Don't do it with your regular credit cards and debit cards because it's coming out of a foreign country and you don't want nothing to be able to be used. Hey, and you can't tell the difference in the shoes. I got two pair on my rack. Can't nobody tell me nothing about it.
That's good. That's good.
But, you know, we bargain shop as married individuals. We try and find the most for what we got.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
When you're married, you got more mature, you know, spending priorities.
So there you go.
You know, big house, you got bigger cars, kids, daycare, activities, you know, all this other stuff where you can't, like you said, bro, you can't have $165 shoes. You know,
have you ever taken your family out to the movies?
Oh, hey. My gosh, hey. Brother. Hold Went on. To see the Smurfs a couple months ago on 3D. Man, that almost cost me $100 for a family of four.
Exactly.
You know, see, they be getting, my wife get mad at me. She's like, we're going to the movies. Get your big purse.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Why I need my big purse? Put these sodas in there. Go ahead. Get some popcorn and put in there.
Yeah. Take the microwave and put in there.
Don't be asking for no candy in here. Do anybody want candy while we at the store? Because the same bag of M&M's.
Stop by that Dollar Tree and pick up that dollar candy and put it in the wife's purse.
You know? Yeah, I mean, that same bag of M&M's you buy from the dollar store for a dollar is going to cost you $3 in the movies.
Yep. Yep. Well, yeah, it's expensive, man. I know.
Man, not just that. Go to Burger King. Go to Burger King, order a meal, and then say, supersize me, and look at your bill. When you say go large, they charge you full price for everything they went large on. And you're sitting there going, wait a minute, now the meal was $6.89. How'd I get to $15? It's because you went large.
Yep. then the taxes hit you.
There you go.
And when it comes to speaking of taxes, man, walk right into that. What about paying taxes? Is your tax burden greater or less when you become married? Do y'all know?
It actually gets less. I mean, because if you do it right, let's clarify that. Okay. Let's clarify that, because the problem that you run into is a lot of people have their taxes done wrong.
Yep.
a lot of people have, and I was guilty of it one time, but it's based on how you want to look at it. But when you think of an income tax return, how many people look at the income tax return and look for the check that's coming from the income tax return?
Not
anybody?
Not I.
Because, see, my whole object is to get no check back.
Yep.
And don't have to pay a bill.
That's the goal.
If I get $1 back, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Because that means that throughout the year, I budgeted my taxes the right way. Because what happens is if you get a $5,000 check back at the end of the year, what you really did was you gave the government a $5,000 loan for free.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They collecting money off of your money.
Well, they haven't been doing a good job of that lately.
Well, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But it's but you know the funny thing about it is that it's all kind of money out there that the government has that is contributed from you. I mean one example of that is the military, right?
Mm-hmm.
90% of the military members have what they call GI Bill, which is an educational loan. And I mean an educational account that we all had when we came in. We paid into that. 60% of the people that get out of the military don't go to school. So what happens to that 60% of the people's money that went into that pot? Because they can't get the money back if they don't go to school. And then we look at it and say, okay, well, why is taxes so high? Because the original purpose for taxes has been superseded.
All I want to know is how come all the folks in the military got big cars with rims on them?
Well, it's called sacrifice. It's, I mean, a lot of the guys that come off, they come back from being on deployment. Well, let's just say Navy. When I went on deployment, I was on the boat for 6 months. I ain't seen no land. Mama better not have spent up my money while I was going, and we going to have problems when I get home. So when you get home, you got this big old account sitting there, and the first thing the young guy do is run out and buy rims. I saved up $10,000. I can get them $5,000 rims.
Good words, fella. But yeah, you were actually right. Yeah, your tax burden is slightly less when you get married.
Well, the main reason is that you incur tax breaks because
yes.
You're married.
Yes, both on the federal. You get some
relief
on federal and Social Security taxes.
Right.
Yep.
Even though it don't feel like it, because I know sometimes I want to slap up a Sam in the head. Take all my little money.
But what about getting back on topic here? Does marriage make life easier or harder? When it comes to planning a vacation, does marriage make this task easier or harder? Planning a vacation.
I let somebody else go.
Am I on your street, brother?
I mean, I don't think one of us can say it's easier. Mainly because we have things that we want to do, and they have things that they want to do. Until you get on that cycle. You know, it got easier. It's easier if you have a plan already. You know, like right now, we're going to be taking two vacations a year.
Mm-hmm.
And those two vacations that we're taking have nothing to do with family.
Right.
It's ours. You know, my dad ain't going to see us. Her mom ain't going to see us. Her sister ain't going to see us.
Nobody going to see it. It's going to be me, her, and my son. And we put the locations in a hat, flip a coin, and that's where we going.
Oh, that's how y'all do it.
Hey, and keep the ornament down, though. I mean, you pull it out the hat, they say Walt Disney. Man, I don't want to go to Walt Disney, but that's the number.
Right. That's what's up.
Until you pull that one out, say Mama's house. Oh, man, again?
Anybody else, when it comes to planning a vacation, does marriage make that task easier or harder?
Anybody on the phone?
Yeah, I mean, I'm here. I mean, it's super here, but I mean, it's like, I'm thinking at the same time. Like, yes, it was
thinking about, these are some stumpers, because they, you know, it's like, man. Because you got to think about it in the context. The whole idea is that if you were single, you could go to hedonism.
Yeah, well, that, yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be no flipping the coin or whatever you do. I mean, you could go wherever. You go to Brazil, you can go to Cancun. You can go wherever you want to.
Well, see, now if you start missing those places, you can't help but say harder.
Yeah, exactly.
How many of us wouldn't want to go to Brazil?
Yeah,
this would be a long-distance call right now.
You'd be calling in from Brazil.
Exactly.
I mean, I ain't never been to Brazil, but the closest place I've been to say it was almost like it was Panama.
And that was just good, huh?
And I ain't talking about Florida. I'm talking about where the canal is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just as good. Of course, you know, I was 20 years old then.
Right.
So it was fabulous.
Exactly. And that's what I'm getting at, fellas. You know, you got to think about it in the context of, if I wasn't married, would these tasks be easier? You just
Puerto Rico, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. But since y'all are married, I got to close this thing down here. I only got a few more questions. I got a couple of items for open mic. So hang with me for a few minutes. I got two items for open mic. But just to shut this thing down, get close to shutdown time, does trying to stay married make life easier or harder? Trying to stay married make life easier or harder?
Ooh.
Trying to maintain a marriage, does that make life easier or harder? In the context of where it's, you know, if you weren't married.
You saying like looking at other women or something like that?
No, if you were single. I mean, if you were, I mean, just the task and the energy that it takes to stay married versus.
Well, I mean, just listen to one of the brothers was just saying, like, earlier in the conversation, how he was saying, like, he'd been married for 13 years. And he said if you'd asked him that question, like, 7 years ago, they were, like, arguing constantly. Like, she was always mad at him. And, I mean, like, I guess that's where I'm at right now. I'm like a good 8 or 9 years in to my marriage. And my wife is like, it's for me, I feel like I got to point out like when she's not mad at me. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
In that sense, it makes it harder, you know, just to stay together. You know what I mean? But I mean, we get through it, but.
I'm going to tell you like shit, brother. Let me jump in now. That's a phase that every marriage goes through.
Yep.
You know, I went through it during my time frame, and it seemed like it was right around the same time. You know, it was right around that 2 years, 7 to 10 year mark,
mm-hmm.
that we were going through it. And after that 7 to 10 year mark, maturity set in. Because, you know, it's at that point where they're looking at their friends going, well, my friends are still able to do this and that. And we're looking at our friends going, our friends are still able to do this and that. But then we wake up and realize, why did we get married in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, I got married, one, because I got tired of all the games. You know, I was like, okay, I'm tired of ripping and running the streets. I'm tired of all the games being played. It's time for me to settle down and start my family and develop what I want out of life. You know, and if you were back out there in the same rigmarole that you was in before you got married, you'd be going through a lot of the same headaches, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think for me, it was year 8, where it was just, you know, like the perfect storm. You know, we had a second child, we had a new job, new responsibilities, and just a lot of stuff was going on.
Who's that, Rodney?
Yes, that's Rodney.
Hey, wait a minute, hold on 1 second, man. I gotta get my calendar out. I got to get my calendar. Rodney had a fed. I mean, that's the first time I ever heard some name right here. Well,
yeah,
what's
man.
The next day? I'm gonna write this one down.
But I mean, you said it best. Every marriage goes through
right.
that 7 to 10 year phase, and I know
it's,
you know, P Town can speak to it as well around that time.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It's
I guarantee you that if you take a poll of the men on the calls, every last one of them almost will probably say 7 to 12 year mark was where they started having issues. Because your first 5 years, it's lovey-lovey time.
Yeah, that's honeymoon.
After your first 5 years, the honeymoon starts to die down. You start going, why you can't do like this person's wife, you know, where my breakfast at, and then it starts getting and after that 12-year mark, you didn't accept the fact she ain't getting up and cooking me no breakfast, so I might well start cooking breakfast. But she loved me, and I love her to death. She makes sure I get dinner at least.
You're a little more mature.
You know, you're older, you're more mature. You know, whereas when you were younger, your thought patterns were when the weekend was coming up. Man, the weekend coming up, I can get out here and do this yard. I can till it the front, lay down some grass seed. Your thought pattern was the weekend coming up, it's a party on the south side on Friday. It's a party on the north side on Saturday. And I got to get up and probably go to church Sunday morning, but it's a party Sunday night too.
Right.
You know, so our thought patterns change. Because I just honestly say that when I was 20-something years old, I wouldn't think about cutting no grass and planting no flower beds.
Mm. But yeah,
to the fact that you're still doing things. Like, you know, you want to go out and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Where the older you get, you want to go out on vacation to have fun and do a lot more things in the house. You know?
Right.
Usually right around that time, money get tight anyway. Because the kids are older, they gonna, you know, they're doing more things. You got to get prepared for college.
Mm-hmm.
You got to save up that funding. You can't just be going because, you know, you got to make sure that they straight. And, so it's just life-changing commitments, man.
Yeah. And when the kids are finally gone and out of the house, does that make the marriage easier or harder?
I've seen it where some marriages have ended after the
right.
kids.
Mm.
Because the kids were the only thing that was holding the marriages together.
Wow.
I mean, that's me. I've actually seen marriages that where as soon as the kid graduated high school and got into college, all right, kids gone, now see you. Well, what you mean you leaving home? Dog, my kid's gone. I ain't got to put up with this no more. For real? You joking, right?
After 20-plus years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, that thought of, I got to pay child support, it's gone now.
Mm.
You know, I'm not going to be giving, because a lot of people have this philosophy, I ain't going to be giving her no money because I know my kids ain't going to get it. And then you have some women that go, oh, well, I can get him for everything he got. Because I got kids. So a lot of them stay together until the kids are gone. And, you know, then you have to deal with the other issue when the kids are gone. What are you going to do now?
No soccer practice, no homework.
You know, I'm being honest because when the kids are there, the
wife has gotten into that routine. The husband has his routine. And when the kids are gone, they have to develop a new routine. And most times you end up with the bare house syndrome.
Empty nest.
You know, oh, I miss my baby. Well, get over it because he's gone. That's when you got to go buy that RV and hit the road. You know? You got to hit that RV and say, I'm gone. Let's hit the road.
Yeah.
Get out of this house. I know, I already picked my boat out. Me too. I'm just waiting to get it. You know, I'm waiting for the gas prices to drop so I can get the one I want.
But you bring up a good point, man. Marriage goes through cycles.
Yep.
But you know what, though, P? This right here is what a lot of marriages don't have. They don't have the outlet.
Yep.
You know, if we had a brother that was going through it, he had an outlet to come and say, you know what, man, it's getting hard because, you know, the kids are gone, and now she's complaining about everything and this and that and this and that. Brother, have you went home and just swept off her feet and took out to eat someone?
Right.
Get her mind off of what's not in the house. Start showing her what extra you have now to do, and she will start to pull away from the agony. You know, the knowledge that we all have, I mean, like I used to tell people when I was teaching, we got over 100 years of experience right here on this home.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody, there's not too many things that an individual can go through that somebody hasn't seen. We just got to get the word out to be able to utilize it. You know, and I'm still trying to work that angle I was telling you about, Rodney.
Yeah, that's good. Keep working it, man. Keep working it.
Because I'm just, you know, if I am, I'm emailing and talking to them. And if I can get them to announce it on the radio, he's home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But along those notes, and I just got a few more questions here with the kids gone and everything we talk about, couples breaking up at that time, 20, 25, 30, sometimes 30 years in. Would y'all say the longer you're married, does marriage become easier and easier or harder and harder the longer you're married? Getting deep now, fellas.
Say that question again.
The longer you are married, does marriage become easier and easier or harder and harder?
I think we just said, man, I think because of the cycles and life-changing events, health, job, status, inside and outside the home, I mean, you always got to work on your marriage.
There you go. To me, it depends on the maturity level of the individuals.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get lazy. You can't just sit down and say,
"What?
My marriage is fine because I'm at home."
Right.
I mean, it's a work in progress. Always. Because there is always something else that you can do to make your marriage better, which is one reason why, you know, when I talk to people, I tell them about the marriage seminars and things of that nature, and I talk to them and let them know that's something that you should be doing yearly.
Yep.
Because it's a renewing yearly, a renewing of what you should be doing. Because I know at the beginning of the year, at January 1st, we all make New Year's Eve resolutions. So why do you make that same resolution the next year?
Right.
So if you're making the same resolution over and over every year, why ain't you doing the same thing for your marriage every year?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to marriage seminar this year. It don't have to be the same one. You know, I told my wife, as soon as my son graduates and off to school, we may be sitting up and hit a marriage seminar in Dallas, Texas at TD Jakes one year, go over to another, you know, start traveling and doing things to where you get exposed to different teachings and understanding. Take a retreat.
Yeah, I got a chatter that says if you love being married, it gets easier.
Yeah.
I would have to agree with that. Yeah, I would too. But I want to take it just a little bit deeper. And this might hit y'all, some of y'all. But does being married make it harder for you to live out your lifelong dreams? I mean, some of y'all have had your dreams on ice for years now, up on the shelf, postponed.
Nope. I don't think so. I think it's a burden if you allow your dreams to fail. I think what ends up happening is in some relationships is that they get selfish with their dreams. Like they don't, you know, they want to do it on their own instead of having that support system.
Yeah, but what if you don't have that support system? I mean, what if your wife does not support your lifelong dream? She's just like, whatever.
You know,
she's not encouraged.
Once again, I'm gonna go to the chatter that was put in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the chatter said, if you love being married enough, it's easier. Well, when you love each other enough, those lifelong dreams become one. You know, my wife had no aspiration whatsoever to get into ministry. And she told me flat out when I first started in ministry, don't even expect me to do it. I'm not doing it. And now we're in the same boat.
My wife is the same way.
You know, and it's because she saw the love that I had for doing what I do as well as the love I have for Christ. And that love that I have for Christ shown through her, and she developed the same feeling. And after helping me out for about 2 years in Japan, when we got here, not doing it left an emptiness. And she came up to me and said, you know what? I think I'm ready to go forward. I just started laughing. So it depends on, you know, if you love each other enough, you start to adapt into it. You know, one of my lifelong dreams was to get my degree done because that was the last thing I told my mom. And my wife is supporting me in that right now.
Yeah, that's good.
And I have to agree because, you know, my lifelong dream was just to have my own business. And my wife said, what you waiting on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was the one always either procrastinating or saying, no, I'm not ready yet. I need more time. I need more experience. She's like, you're never going to have enough experience to start your own business. Just go on and do it. I got your back. All I needed. And then a quick drama at the job, and it was on.
Mm-hmm. Well, P-Town, let me ask you this. When it comes to your overall quality of life, does marriage even make a difference?
Yes, it does. Because I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for her. She's the backbone of this family, man. I do a lot of things wrong, and I'll be the first to admit it. She's always there to either cover my tracks or to help, you know, make sure stay on my case that I get these things done.
Good words. Good words. Okay, here's your opportunity to offer some advice. What would you say are some tips to making marriage easier?
Oh.
Well, I can tell you the first one. I can tell you the 101st one, which is it took me 13 years to understand, and that's communication.
Mm-hmm.
And there's different type of communications, which I've found out, you know. You can be communicating and still not be on the same page and wonder why. Like,
mm-hmm.
But you have to figure out you and your wife's communication, and that'll carry your marriage a long way.
Good words, good words. Anybody else?
Well, what I usually say, which is not necessarily advice, but I guess it's kind of piggybacking off of what the brother just said, is whenever somebody asks me about marriage, what I tend to describe it as, it's like driving a car, and both the driver and the passenger have steering wheels. You know what I mean? Like, you both have, you know what I mean? Like, you ever sit in the passenger seat while somebody else is driving, and you'll push the brakes because they didn't quite move the way you would have driven. You know what I mean? Like, like not literally push the brakes, but, like, you know, you're sitting there, like, thinking, like, oh, I would have slowed down right now in your mind, but you don't pay it to that person. That's what it's like with marriage. Like, I mean, if you had that ability to do that, that car would be jerking all over the place. You know what I mean? Like, if you would weave through traffic your way instead of that, the way that that person is doing it, that's how I've come to think about marriage. And it's like you said, it's about communication. Some people have that great way of communicating and working with one another so that they know, you know what, when you're driving in this lane, you take control. When I'm in this lane, you know, when we're in the right lane, I got control of this or whatever. But that's it. I mean, that's just how I tend to think about things. But may not make any sense, but.
Yeah, that's good words.
No, it makes sense. It makes sense. You know, one thing I put out there, you know, it really, really helped my marriage is, you know, number one, the blame game is gone. What I tell my wife and I tell everybody I talk to, I say, when you run into a situation, before you open your mouth, put the shoe on the other foot and look at the situation. You know, and my wife used to hate it because I had to always tell her, I said, put the shoe on the other foot. If it hurt, take it off. Because when we look at a situation, before we even open our mouth, from the other side, 9 times out of 10, we see where that individual got it from. And it avoids a lot of arguments. Or if we're about to do something, let's say you're about to go out and buy a set of $700 pins. And, you know, of course, hey, them two nice clubs. But if your wife, you know, my thought pattern is, man, I like these pins, they're $700. But if my wife came home with a $700 purse, I'd be pissed. You know what? I don't need these right now.
Right.
So it alleviates me from making mistakes. And that's the same thing my wife does now, is when she's getting ready to do something, she goes, well, if he did it, what would I think? Okay, yeah, let me call him, or we don't need to do this right now.
Right. Right. That's good. That's good. All right, fellas, final question. This might be a tricky question.
You always got a tricky question.
Yeah. And again, just a reminder, I got a couple quick items for open mic, so stay with me. Final question. Is marriage supposed to be easy or hard? Is marriage supposed to be easy or hard?
Some people may find Chinese arithmetic easy.
I like that.
That brother about to get deep. Finish it, brother. Keep talking, brother.
Some people may look at Chinese arithmetic as extremely hard. But if you don't go to school and study Chinese arithmetic, you're going to be one of those who thinks it's extremely hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think marriage, we have to constantly learn this thing that we've devoted our lives to.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out exactly who we're married to, what they like, what they don't like, what's a deal breaker, what's not a deal breaker. And then we figure out how to compromise and how to be the friend. And just like somebody said, keep chasing your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
We get all those things down. I think it will be
a little bit easier. Maybe not as easy as we would like to be, but I think it will be a little easier if we put our mind to it and love what we're doing.
That's good talk.
Yeah, it is.
There it is. Because, just to follow up on that, T-Hawk, each one of us has different desires and expectations of a marital relationship. But it's easier to obtain your desired life if your wife helps work to make the marriage a happy one. The small details of your lives are what really matter in a relationship. It's not the house, the car, real estate, the money in the bank. These create an environment conducive for happiness, but cannot give happiness in themselves. So find time to be your wife's friend and do those little things for her that build intimacy. Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. But as we know, a Christ-centered marriage is a marriage that is sure to last a lifetime. Because Matthew 19:6 says, "So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder." That concludes our show for the evening, fellas. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Virtual Talk Show, brought to you by the Head of Household. We hope that you enjoyed the show. You can join us again next week, next Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and next week's topic will be... How do you go to war for your marriage when you're the only one on the battlefield? Man,
wow.
Oh man. Wow. That hit me right between the eyes. I'm going to be here for that. But fellas, for more information, please feel free to visit our website. That's householdstress.com. That website again is householdstress.com.
You are now free to move about the country.